The morning edition word of the day is vlog. That's V-L-O-G. It's short for video blog. And even if you've never heard of vlogs, you soon may be hearing a lot about rocket boom.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Off we go on a trip.
Rocket boom is a daily online newscast, sort of.
Sears announced this weekend that it would merge with Kmart to form a $11 billion stake as the third largest U.S. retailer of crappy goods.
Host Amanda Congdon sits behind a cheesy desk in front of an even cheesier map. She smacks a computer keyboard and transports viewers from one bizarre story to another.
Let's see. We found some good old-fashioned camel wrestling.
Rocket boom started only a year and a half ago and already is just a few bits and bytes away from becoming a phenomenon. Joining us from our studio in New York is Rocket Boom's anchor, Amanda Congdon. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
What makes a perfect Rocket Boom story?
There really is no exact formula. We cover a wide range of topics from internet culture, politics, to, you know, just any kind of bizarre, you know, quirky news stories that we find online.
Have you seen Global Eggs? It's the Global Association of International Glaucoma Societies, and they have a really, really unique website. That's the glaucoma hymn you are hearing now.
Glaucoma, glaucoma, glaucoma.
You know, this site really breathes.
How do you decide which serious stories that you're going to do? Because you do handle some serious stories.
Yesterday, a bunch of people were killed in a suicide bombing in Iraq. The day before, a bunch of people were killed in a suicide bombing in Iraq. The day before, a bunch of people were killed in a suicide bombing in Iraq. Let's see Google News. New plan for Iraq. Nothing.
Often we find that the story tells itself, that we don't really need to make commentary, although, you know, a lot of what the show is commentary. So, but from time to time, we delve into more serious things.
You know, I don't mean to offend you by suggesting that your set and the map that's pinned up behind you is a little cheesy and
sure,
the audio
sure.
Isn't really great. Is that on purpose or are you just a low-budget operation?
The map is definitely on purpose. I mean, we could, if we wanted, upgrade the set to something more flashy, but people are really looking for something that's a little less flashy and in your face and polished, and they're really enjoying kind of that raw, like, kind of feel that they don't get from TV, and I don't think that people want it to be flashy or want it to be like television.
Fortune has an interesting article about the creator of the cubicle, Robert Props. The poor guy regretted what he had done. Millions of people across the world are trapped in tiny boxes, and many of them may never get out.
Amanda Congdon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amanda Congdon is host of Rocket Boom.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Off we go on a trip.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Itzty.
And I'm Renee Montagne.
Zoom a little zoom, now we're almost free from the Earth's gravity. Zoom into the moon at terrific speed, because there is no friction. Soon we'll see if the moon is made out of green cheese. Ha 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 ha. Zoom, we're here at the moon. Let's see what the moon is.